A son is helping his dad with an electrical project at the house. The dad tells the son not to touch the electrical plug that they are working on, and they are changing out. The son does not listen and touches the plug when the father isn't looking. Needless to say, the son got grounded for it. After this, he's been conducting himself a lot better. Enough of the dad jokes. But as a father, you're giving two things: the excuses to tell horrible jokes like that, and the ability to never run out of a sermonette topic, because while watching your kids, that helps spark interest in a topic. I heard my sons the other day arguing about hating this and hating that. So I chimed in, and I told them that you should not say that you hate something or someone. That is just not a nice thing to do. And of course, it got me thinking about the scriptures and what they say about hate. And I was wondering, does God hate? And if God hates, should we hate? And if it is okay to hate, what should we hate? God is all-knowing and all-loving, but his love does not overlook evil and the sins of this world. So in this sermonette, I would like to look at some scriptures and what the Bible says about hating. God gave us his commandments for a way to live because he is our maker and our spiritual parent. He is who we should listen to and look toward for an example of how to act and how to grow spiritually. Just as I expect my sons to listen to my wife and myself about how to act, as long as we are acting the way that's pleasing to God, I expect them to follow. God loves us, but at the same time, he hates sin and cannot be in the very presence of it. Also, there are some sins that are mentioned in the Bible that are an abomination to him. For this sermonette, I would like to look at a scripture in Proverbs, which lists what God hates. Over in Proverbs 6:16, Proverbs 6:16, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who discord among brethren. We will begin with a proud look. The first on this list, a proud look, you would think that possibly the shedding of innocent blood or feet that are swift to evil would be first on the list. But when we have a proud look, we see ourselves first and we want to do what we want to do instead of what God's will is. We are not to put anyone before the Lord God, even ourselves. This is the second commandment: you shall not have idols. When we put ourselves first, we are not humble. We are full of ourselves. Having a proud look will inevitably lead us down a path of doing what we want and possibly lead us to the other things on the list that God hates. We can blame all of the problems of this world due to someone that had a proud look. Of course, Lucifer looked at himself in high esteem and most definitely had a proud look. He wanted to do things his way, and he thought he knew better than God. And now we are where we are because of him. A lying tongue. Here again, we see another sin used by Lucifer, now called Satan. And I'm sure that he lied to a third of the angels to get them to follow him. But he lied to Eve in the garden, which sent us on the path to eternal destruction if we do not repent and follow God's ways. There are a bunch of holidays that the world keeps that are based on pagan traditions and false beliefs. Satan has most of society believing that we evolved over millions of years and that we were not created by God. And that there are other versions of yourself, oft in a parallel universe, living the same life that you are living right now at this moment. All of our problems come from Satan and the lies that he has produced to separate us from God. Number three is hands that shed innocent blood. This one isn't difficult. It's the sixth commandment, you shall not kill. Another personality trait of Satan, over in John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. Not long after Eve was deceived into eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, her son Cain had it in his heart to kill his brother. Not to mention all the wars fought throughout history, the crimes of murder, and all the abortions that happen in this country every year, let alone all over the world. And if times are bad now, I can only imagine what happened before the flood. A heart that devises wicked plans. The Bible says we need to control our hearts with the knowledge of God that should be in our minds. And in Jeremiah 17, it says that the heart is wicked above all else. Lucifer made wicked plans to turn on God and to try to take his place. To rise to God's level and take his spot and sit on God's throne. But it only got him kicked out of heaven and cast down to the earth to rule and cause havoc. And we all know what will result if we follow Satan. The next one is feet that are swift in running to evil. I know this probably doesn't have to do with anybody in here, but we all try our best every day to resist evil and to pray to God to help him, give us the power to control our hearts and to keep us on the right path. But Satan wants us to run to evil. He doesn't want us to come here every week and to read from the Bible. And he surely doesn't want us to keep God in our hearts and in our minds and to meditate on God's word, or to keep the holy days and the Sabbath. A false witness that speaks lies. Here again, if we think about all the lies that Satan has told throughout all of human history, God had to make a commandment that we shall not bear false witness against our neighbor. Words matter to God because of their ability to harm as well as heal. When we tell lies against each other, therefore false, they are false, and they are to their intent is to harm each other. Proverbs 12:22 says, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those that deal truthfully are his delight. Today we have social media, which I'm not a fan, but with social media comes false claims and slanderous comments about others, some of which can cause the person on the receiving end of these harsh comments to cause harm to themselves. And number seven, one who discord among brethren. I haven't been in the church very long compared to the most, but I have seen this happen among the brethren. discord among brethren may and sometimes leads to the dividing of God's church and the brethren within it. And even though the disagreements are spoken from people of God and that are in God's church, the planted seeds of those disagreements must come from Satan and his dislike for us joining together and being one in Christ. And if we let him, Satan will use these tools that I've just listed to destroy us and to try to destroy the relationships that we have with God and our fellow brethren. He has many more tools at his disposal, and he will use them if we do not guard ourselves and be on the right side of the spiritual battlefield. But God is love, brethren. But when it comes to evil and the characteristics of Satan and the sins of this world, God despises these things, and we should too. When a person has a proud look, they put themselves and the wants and their wants before the things of God and things that God wants for them. But that has taken the first steps down the path of self-righteousness. We must not have a lying tongue or be willing to shed innocent blood. Both of these sins are the first ones written about in the Bible, which Satan was the influence behind both of them. We must keep our minds set on God's scriptures in order to control our wicked hearts, so we are not so fast to run to evil. God doesn't want us to speak falsely against each other. This is the fast way to cause discord in the church. The breaking up of God's church and the people that are in it are for sure an abomination to the Lord. And it's interesting to me, at least, to think about what happens to men in the past that have caused division among the brethren. Satan wants us divided. He doesn't want us to be one with God. He wants us to be one with him and to reflect his characteristics. We should hate Satan and hate his ways. We must and do have love for the Lord. And the fastest way to separate ourselves from the Lord is to be one with evil, which the Lord hates.